Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Oh man, beautiful song welcoming Sis Nomvula Rakolote Beka Shai. Am I pronouncing your surname correct, Sis Nomvula? Are you Rakolote or Rakolota?
Rakolote.
Yo, so I'm even saying it wrong. It's Rakolote.
Yeah, unless I've got a Xhosa emphasis.
Yeah.
Yes.
Rakolote. But yeah. Rakolote is Pedi.
It's Pedi, yes.
Oh, because you are married to a Mopedi man.
Yes.
Nice. Welcome to the family. I'm also married to a Pedi man. Sis Nomvula, welcome to Spectrum. Your first time on Radio Pulpit on air?
Yes, it's my first time on Radio
Pulpit. Wow, we praise God.
Thank you very much.
Well, we really thank God. Just give us a brief background about yourself, who you are and where you come from. Nomvula Rakolote. Who is Nomvula Rakolote? When someone is listening and they just want to know a bit about who you are.
Okay, thank you, Mpo. First of all, I would like to greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior.
Amen.
And also greet the listeners. Nomvula Rakolote is a child of God. I was born and bred in Kimberley, Northern Cape, and in Wordgap.
Okay.
So currently I'm an author, I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a facilitator, certified facilitator with the Lead Like Jesus program that basically is teaching us on how to lead using Jesus Christ as a model, because that is the only way in which we will be able to understand. In fact, it is a program that is done by Ken Blanchard. Ken Blanchard says he wrote so many leadership books, but he realized that the role model of all time is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So I'm a facilitator of that Lead Like Jesus program. I'm currently doing it for youth, for those that are working, and I will be starting it at the school. But I'm also a certified leader of the John Maxwell school that we do through the Leadership Academy here in South Africa.
You're a busy woman. So let's get into it. This afternoon, we are talking about the power of prayer. How have you seen prayer changing your own life? I mean, you're an author of a prayer journal, right? And I mean, off air, I was asking you, how did you get to do such a precious book? I mean, all of us, we write books, you know, we want to inspire people, but a prayer journal, it's kind of special. Where does this come from?
With regard to the prayer journal, I will indicate that I was writing my book, which I started last year, which is Timeless Wisdom.
All right.
With a tagline that says, Ndinguye, Ndinguye.
Okay.
Meaning I am what I am, from Exodus 3:14.
All right.
And I use the Xhosa tagline because in isiXhosa, although unwritten, it is kind of reserved for God. So in our everyday language, we never say Ndinguye, Ndinguye.
Okay.
But in English, you can often find that phrase.
All right.
So then last year, whilst I was busy with everything that has happened with lockdown, the Lord placed it upon me to write a prayer journal. And I actually diverted from the book that I was writing and went to the prayer journal. But what brought about the prayer journal is that I have seen what prayer has done in my life.
Come on.
Ever since I have grown up. Let me just talk from just my career. Actually, there's an article that I wrote and said, I have climbed the corporate ladder through divine intervention.
Amen.
It was through the prayers that my grandmother prayed. So I've been in industries where I do not have the specific qualification for that industry, and it could only have been God. How do you become a CEO in the construction industry with a degree in education? How do you get Eskom to give you a scholarship for education? How do you work as a heritage manager with a degree in education? So God has qualified me over and over again. And it was just seeing the prayers of my grandmother, because when she prays, when I go to an interview, she prays for the whole chain value from the time it hits the post office up until it gets shortlisted. That is how she would pray. And sometimes a prayer would be long. But what made me to write the prayer journal was realizing after she has passed on in 2013, I kind of, for lack of a better word, I kind of felt naked. I felt that I was not covered.
Is it because she was no longer here?
Yes.
She's late.
Yes.
So, yeah.
And when you grow up, you don't understand the power of prayer because you have this continuous intercessor. You don't even care to pray because you know that there is this person.
I have someone covering me.
I've got someone covering me. So as a result, you just do it from top, you know, you just go with the easy prayer or you just mimic what she has said.
Yeah.
But as time went on, I realized that I've lived on borrowed faith.
Sure.
And borrowed God-given confidence.
Mm.
But as a mother,
yeah,
what do I then do for my children?
Mm.
Then I realize the prayers that my grandmother used to pray.
Sure.
I can tell you now, without reading the word and praying the word, you will not be able to access the answers that God has for us in
Amen.
Prayer.
Amen.
If you do not do it according to the word.
Mm.
And I only realize that because I can always hear my grandmother's prayers in different situations.
Hmm.
Like I can almost hear her voice. But it was only when I also got to know the Lord as a personal savior and also got to understand the works of the Lord that I actually realized that all her prayer was just scripture.
Mm.
Throughout, because I can actually recall and hear the way that she would pray.
Mm.
And one of the big things that she taught me was that with prayer, my prayer secret number two, it says that prayer is your daily life.
Sure.
So you cannot separate your daily life from prayer.
Mm.
And that is how it was with my grandmother. And you know, as children, sometimes you want to rush out on this and this, and then you need to pray. But for me, the biggest impression of them all, and which actually led to the prayer journal, was I was actually telling the story to my pastor, Pastor Amanda of RCC, to say that, you know what, when I got my first job, which was through divine intervention, as I can say as well, as a lecturer for 3 years, I did very well. And my grandmother taught me, whether I go to a meeting, I must pray. We would pray. Sometimes I would even skip, I must acknowledge, not even say that I've got a meeting, because I'm thinking I have to rush out and we will first have to pray.
Mm.
And when she prays seriously. So one of the things that she taught me was that in prayer, you are seeking God's instruction for your life.
Mm.
So I remember when me and her were not agreeing on a point, and actually she won me over by telling me about the will of God. So when I was at this college for 3 years, they wanted me to go and stay in the hostel. They gave me a house. They said I can come and stay with my grandmother and so on. It was my first job.
Sure.
And my grandmother say, why are you limiting God?
Mm.
Why are you letting people dictate on how your life should unfold?
Mm.
Because if you are going to stay here and take the house from the college, there is nothing wrong, but you have not seen what I have seen, what the Lord has in store for you.
Sure.
He says there is so much that God still needs to do in your life that if you stay here, you are going to limit God. And let me tell you, if you can stay, is by choice. But I can tell you that definitely you'll be limiting God. And the scripture that she quoted was Philippians 1:6, which says, and I am certain that God, who began the good work within you, will continue his work until it is finally finished.
Sure.
For the fact that that line starts by saying, I am certain that God. So to me, it felt as if my grandmother is saying, I am certain.
I hear
like
you.
Personally.
Sure. Wow.
And I didn't know what is it that she was saying. I did not know what was going to unfold.
Mm.
But she said, I can tell you now, but the choice is yours.
Sure.
And I was very grumpy for a long time because I wanted to stay in this nice house, which didn't look anything like ours. But I believed her. That is why I said I lived on borrowed faith, borrowed God-given confidence because of what she said.
Mm.
And as we were going through life, then she will say, do you understand me when I say that you should not limit God? That was the one. But the other aspect as well that I thought of is that when I was growing up, I was not raised by my mother. You know, the mother-father issues that are usually there. So
okay.
I was raised by my grandmother. When I was, my mother took me to my grandmother at the age of 4 months. So I never knew her when I grew up. We only connected later on in life. And she says to me, Nomvula, when you came here as a mother in the natural, obviously she tells me this now when I'm older.
Mm.
She says, in the natural, when you came here, I thought that is this really my son's child?
Sure.
Because already that time my mother was already pregnant with another child, which was not from my father.
Okay.
So I was 4 months. So she tells me that the flesh did kick in to say, in the first place,
is this my son's child?
Is it my son's child?
Hmm.
Then she says, how I overcame it, I said, you know what, Lord? It is me, it is this child, and it is you.
Hmm.
If you have given this child to me, you will direct my steps, you will direct the path.
Amen.
And you will give me the wisdom on how to raise her.
Sure.
So for me, it was those very two things that impressed.
Hmm.
And then as I was growing up, I realized that most of the time, we tend to be scared to pray.
Mm.
We tend to feel that we need to ask somebody else to pray.
On our behalf.
But we don't understand the covenant that we have with Jesus Christ. We don't understand that we have that same spirit. It is said it's God's spirit.
Amen.
It is God's spirit that is within us. Mm. So even when Jesus was leaving disciples, he said, I am not leaving you alone.
Sure.
I am leaving you with a helper, which is the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And after my grandmother passed on, that is why I kept on consoling myself that I'm being left with the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
But I now had to understand this. Who is the Holy Spirit? How to entertain the Holy Spirit? How to access? And in one of the prayer secret, I definitely only talk about that. What is the Holy Spirit? What to access? How to hear? And all of that. Those are the aspects which I'm covering. Because then when we pray, then we tend to want, let me not generalize. I would pray, if I hear Mpo is praying, then I hear the way that you pray.
You want to pray like me?
Yeah. I want to pray like you.
You're not being yourself.
I'm not being myself.
Sure.
But when I was writing this prayer journal, trying to understand, how do I access it? How do I let prayer work? Not only for me, but even for my children, and even to carry the legacy, but at the same time to change whatever is within for generations to come. I wanted to know how to access, because I don't think I've ever asked my grandmother. As I said, I realized afterward that all she was praying was the word.
Sure.
And then now when I wrote the prayer journal, I realized that in as much as the Bible is there to guide us, because we need to engage with the word in order to understand it. In writing this prayer journal, I came up with this prayer secrets, and I did subsections, hoping that the people that are going to buy the prayer journal will be able to understand. So I tried to kind of group the prayer secrets together. And I'm laughing that, you know, it is so funny that every answer to every question that we have in our spiritual walk is found in the Bible.
Amen.
So on the one of wanting to mimic people, when you look into, I've included that in prayer secret number one, and the title is Do Away With Religion. In Matthew 6, verse 5 and 7, Jesus says that when you pray, you must not be like hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in synagogues, repeating words, and. So I had to internalize that and understand it. And in this prayer secret, I actually deal with it to say, that is how I was, that is how I think other people are. And if Jesus thought that it was very important to even mention it, then surely there's something in there. So that is what comes out of that first prayer secret. Because then if you do it that way, you just end up doing it as just another religious exercise. That is why we think when we jump up and when we pray in the morning, if you've said the Lord's Prayer, which is the prayer that we have to say, because in the book of Luke, the disciples did say, Lord, teach us how to pray. Then he said, Our Father. But I think the way that we have done it, we have just done it as just another prayer errand. Because we can even pray, and I have done it in as well, when before I even had this understanding. You can pray and you start ending up, your amen is done, your bag is in there. You already have your bag in the head. Do you understand? So it is just
one of those prayers.
It was a tick box. How sometimes one deals with it. So for me, that is why the prayer journal became important. And one of the other things that I've done is that with the prayer journal, don't just write. You write what your issue is. You look at supporting scripture to try and encourage people to go to the word of God. Because if you are going to look at what the issue is, and then you look up the scriptures to support your issue so that you are able to pray, then it makes it easy. But here is the thing. Don't just select scriptures that suit you, because you will understand them out of context. And I think the most important one, the example I can make, is Jeremiah 29 verse 11.
For I know the plans that I have for you.
Say,
plans to prosper you and not to harm you.
And we end there.
Go to verse 12 and verse 13.
It says, if you seek me, if you seek me, you will find me. If you call upon me, I will answer.
Amen.
So it doesn't end there. So in this prayer journal, I'm coming up with that to say, if you have looked at those, there's a section where you write your meditation. Meditation, the scripture that you will meditate on. And we know that it says, meditate daily on the word of God. And I'm telling you, I thought that is just quoting a scripture. There is a prayer secret that deals in full with meditation. As a practice, and how to understand it in the biblical way. So there is what deals with that Most definitely. And the last section within the prayer journal, on an everyday basis, when you look at it, there is the gratitude.
Mm.
If there's anything that we've learned last year, if we've never known, is to be grateful for each and everything.
Amen.
I remember singing that song that says, "Is your breath in our lungs and we give out our praise." Last year when I sang it, I realized that I don't think I've ever prayed and say, "Thank you, God,
sure,
for the breath."
Amen.
And one became so much aware about it when you know that there were people in hospital due to COVID who cannot breathe.
Mm.
So prayer,
yeah,
is your daily life. You cannot separate it.
Sure. Family, this afternoon I'm joined in studio by Nomvula Rakolote. We are speaking on the issue of prayer. If you have any questions as me and her are speaking, questions, comments, you're welcome to send us a WhatsApp message, 082-657-2729, or send us a voice note on the Radio Pulpit WhatsApp line, 082-657-2729. Do you have a testimony regarding prayer? How have you seen God working in your life during your prayer times? Do comment, you know, whatever it is that's laid in your heart right now. 0826572729. Drop us a voice note or send us a message. You're welcome to do so. But now, Sis Nomvula, how do you encourage people, especially during, you know, this time with the pandemic, to make time and to devote themselves in prayer? Because I can tell you there are some things that I've been praying for. Yes, I've been seeking the Lord, but I don't see them coming to life. People who are discouraged, you know, there are times when you feel like you've been praying and fasting, and yes, but you feel like, "But God, why are you not answering me?"
You know, I want to quote specifically what you will find in prayer secret number 2, because prayer secret number 2 says all your life is prayer.
Sure.
And I think when we pray, what are we praying for?
Mm.
Because we tend to feel that prayers are answered when it is the big things that can be seen,
sure,
by other people.
That's powerful.
So it is the house, it is the car, it is the husband, it is what you have prayed for.
Yeah.
But have you ever considered the little things that have led to that achievement?
Mm.
So in other words, what I'm saying is that everything is a process.
Mm.
So even I believe that even when God has to answer your prayer, I believe that he needs to prepare you. That is what my grandmother taught me.
Mm.
Because here's the big thing. Will you be able to have the wisdom on how to handle the blessing that God has given you? Let me make an example. Me and you are married.
Yeah.
We were praying without ceasing for husbands.
Yeah.
Then we get them.
Yeah.
Then we get them. We get them. Then it becomes just something that people can see. But here's the big thing.
Mm.
Have you even asked God for the wisdom on how to handle this blessing that is your husband?
Sure.
Do you even pray for him continually as you were praying for him when he was not there?
Yeah.
The big thing is when you look at what King Solomon says, when God says, "What should I give you?"
Mm.
He says, "Give me the wisdom
yeah.
on how to lead the people whom you have made me king over."
Yeah.
So God blessed him, answered the prayers by making him king.
Mm.
But then he asked for wisdom on how to lead those people.
Mm.
We pray for a job. It ends there. Once you have the job, now you keep on praying for other things, because it's all about the things that can be added, because
is it
part of your daily life?
Mm.
Do you even pray and say, "God, give me the wisdom on how to lead these people?"
Sure.
Whom I am CEO of.
Sure.
And that is what I understood, because then you cannot, we don't do that, because we end up depending on our own intellect.
You know, I think many times we pray for the job because we just want the salary.
Yes.
You know, it's all about the money. That month end, I swipe, I buy. And there's more to having the job. God placed you at this institution, you know, for a reason. You know, but for us, it's all about, "Yo, I saw a job at this station. I need to apply. It pays 40 grand.
And I must be called by my title every time I enter the room."
Sure, yeah.
But that is where the servant leadership comes in.
Mm.
If I am leading, how do I lead like Jesus?
Sure.
All your life is prayer. How do I lead like Jesus? Mm. And if you can look at the lead like Jesus model, there are management principles that you don't even need to pay for.
Sure.
We can go. We go to all of these workshops. Sometimes we don't even come better because it does not deal with the self.
Yeah.
In Xhosa, they say uqobo lwakho. It doesn't deal with the self. So you'll end up not knowing because now you're not taking instruction or asking for wisdom from the same God that you ask to bless you. You know, to me, it was as simple as when I was at school, I would pass number one, number two, number three. Do you know that my grandmother was not shafted? I don't know what we were to...
She was not excited about it.
Yes.
Because it what was supposed to happen? You were supposed to pass.
As I'm jumping, Uti, God has answered. That was my prayer. But it is not your intellect. So as a result, when people say, hey, Nomvula is intelligent, I couldn't smile. I couldn't have the confidence because I know at home they switch me off to say it is the prayers. It is not your own intelligence.
Sure.
And I have seen what happens when we want to use our own intelligence.
Hey.
That God has actually given to us to have the choice.
Okay. I see on the WhatsApp line, someone, Cecilia, says, good afternoon. Please, can you let me know where to get the prayer journal? It's fine, Cecilia. At the end of our talk, me and Sis Nomvula, she will leave her details and you'll be able to contact her. She'll make sure that she leaves her details at the end of our talk. And she says, what a blessing to have a godly grandmother.
Thank you, Cecilia.
Yeah, sure. It's beautiful to have women or men, you know, family members who really stand in the gap for us and pray for us. And I think this also teaches us that we should also do the same to our children, children's children, husbands, you know.
That is what I've done. And you know, where the systems that was, my father at the time working in Johannesburg, and I used to cry because I don't see him all the time. But I've never had daddy issues because my grandmother will say,
hey, your father... Yeah,
the Father God. In heaven has enabled your father
come on now.
To go and work so that you have the things that you have. So she wouldn't explain it in a way of don't be ungrateful and what. So everything would be biblical. And on the question of you know, you earlier on asked to say, sometimes we feel that prayers are not answered. In prayer secret number two, again, I deal with the issue of on the book of James, ne? James 4 verses 1 to 3, it says that when we pray, we should not have lustful deceit or motives.
Hey,
what is the motive?
Because
of your
heart? Saw Nomvula driving a big car. I also want a big car.
No, I don't even want that.
Yeah.
I want a better one and the next model.
Sure.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
But there is nothing wrong with us asking for enablers.
Sure.
Our cars, our houses and all of that are enablers to help us to live in this life. But the big thing is then how do we serve with those? Do they move us away from God or what? Like the same example that I made about our husbands and our job. It is not meant to edge God out. It is not meant to drive God out.
Yeah.
And I can tell you now, I am not perfect. There are times that I had to call myself to order. But the issue is, will you have too much pride to acknowledge that you are wrong? And sometimes God will send Mpo to rebuke me. Do you understand?
Yeah.
And then will I listen?
You think, what does Mpo think she is?
No more. Now you know?
True.
Like somebody says, I think you have, you are no longer whatever. Do you understand? But the big thing as well that comes with that is a spirit of discernment. You have to pray for that spirit of discernment at all times.
Sure, amen. I think the Radio Pulpit listeners love you, Sis Nomvula. I think I'm jealous. Someone says, Millicent from Faner Bailey Park says, afternoon family. And she says, Ijo, thank you, Banaba Mrena. So much wisdom and revelation. And I must say, you know, what you're bringing for us this afternoon is powerful because, yes, we spend time in prayer, but are we really praying the right prayers? Or we just, like you say, it's a norm. You know, I pray with an apple on my hand and you know, and a handbag.
As you say, and then you start to bite it.
Yeah, sure. Mm. So Millicent is acknowledging that what you are bringing this afternoon is very powerful. And Dorothy says, greetings, Sister Mpo and Sis Nomvula. Thank you for the great program and teachings. She says, when I was young, I thought prayer is for the elderly people. She says, but I praise God for our parents, grandfathers and mothers for their guidance. His pops, that is so funny. Imagine, only older people are praying. The kids must watch TV. But I get you, Sis Pops. Most of us caught this revelation late in life that we should also pray for ourselves.
Can I just give a response to Sis Pops? I was the same. That is why I'm saying borrowed faith.
Yeah.
But if that is what you've seen, that is what your children should see. But here's another nugget that my grandmother taught me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we are supposed to pray as a family, she would pray first.
Yeah.
And say in her own words, I'm fertilizing the ground.
Come on now.
Meaning she is actually inviting the Holy Spirit.
Hmm.
But at our time,
yeah.
at the time, she would put it like that. But here's the important thing that I've learned.
Mm-hmm.
She will pray and then we come together, we pray as a family.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, she prays afterwards. Then I'm asking her,
mm.
why the sequence?
Mm.
Then she says, no, I am now consolidating your prayers.
Yeah.
But when I was older, she said to me, when you pray, pray with your children.
Mm.
But afterwards, when you pray about what is troubling you,
mm.
don't pray with the children because the children hear what all the problems are through this prayer.
Sure.
So I could be praying about my husband, my issues and my husband. I've forgotten that they are children.
Sure.
So I do two sessions, one with the family and then just mine where I just pour myself to the Lord, seek the face of God. Because, you know, when we were with God, we lay ourselves bare.
Yeah.
We want to talk about each and everything. So as a result, when you pray with your children, pray with your children, but there's also your issues where you have to do it all alone as an intercessor for your family as well.
Okay. Since Nomvula is still in the studio, I'm going to go to the 5 o'clock news now. And when we come back, we'll wrap it up. Family, do continue sending your messages 082-6572-729.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique, and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM. 657 AM.
So many messages for you, says Nomvula. Audrey says, amen. I really enjoy and learning so much. Thanks. She's thankful. Ronald says, hi, nice program from pensioner. Bra Ronald. Even the pensioners love
enjoy
you.
Enjoy the pension. I'll give a pensioner's discount.
And then Lucy from Tembisa says, afternoon, bana ba morena. Ke lerata joang haholo. Joang ho utlwa ka prayer. You know, it's amen. And another one, Maria says, hi, I just wanna... hi, dear. Just wanna ask, did she ever get tired of praying? That is Maria asking... You know, do you ever get tired of praying or, but you'll answer her, ne? Mm. Yeah. And Pastor Johannes Ngwenya says, how are you, family? I'm listening to the show right now. And the author there must leave her details. She will leave her details. And can she tell us how much is her book? No, she can't tell you on air. She will tell you when you contact her. And to add on what she's saying, we all need to know that everything is birthed through prayer. From Pastor Johannes Ngwenya. From Emalahleni, you leave your details.
Mm.
But Umaria asked a very important question. Do you ever get tired of praying?
Maria, yes.
You get tired?
Yes. Remember when I started?
Mm.
I started by saying I lived on borrowed faith.
Hey.
I don't get tired to pray, but I get tired to pray for the same issue.
Mm.
Because you know what? When it is finished, it is finished.
Mm.
So sometimes I feel if I go back and rehash on an issue, it's like I'm saying, answer now.
Mm.
The most important thing for me there that would make me to call myself to order when I am praying and praying for one issue. I know that it is said we must in supplication.
Mm-hmm.
But it is when I see now the motives of my heart are no longer pure.
Yeah.
Then I'm able to kind of stop myself. But most of the time, the energy that you hear and when it comes to prayer, I am still living on the borrowed faith of my grandmother, because when I get tired and I do, Then I ask myself, in this situation, what would my grandmother have said?
Mm.
And what makes me to be able to continue is to understand that it does not mean that God will always give you an answer the way that you do.
Mm.
I know that sometimes I would pray about something.
Mm.
Then I start to visualize it. And I see it the way that it should unfold.
Hmm.
But then it means there now I have now gone my own way.
Mm.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
And that is why it is important when the word says, actually, that is what I was going to talk about now. Prayer secret number 4. In everything that you do, seek the kingdom of God first.
Mm.
And all of these things will be added unto you.
Amen.
And when we pray the word of God, and even when we prepare ourselves in terms of scripture, the biggest thing, let us just make sure that we don't understand it out of context. In prayer secret number 4, when you look at the book of John 14, verse 13 to 14, there Jesus says, I will do whatever you ask in my name so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask for anything in my name and I will do it. We take it as it is. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Because we read it in isolation. But on close examination, you will actually realize that there, Jesus was talking about the advancement of the kingdom of God.
Amen.
And that is why his last and most important words about the kingdom during the Last Supper was seek first the kingdom of God.
Mm.
And all of these things will be added to you.
Yeah.
We become tired
mm.
because we look for the things that need to be added before we even seek
sure.
for the kingdom of God. In
mm.
the book of Thessalonians, that is why the word says, pray without ceasing.
Mm.
It means that God knew that we will pray and there will be times where we want to give up.
Yeah.
You know the story mm. of the crucifixion.
Mm.
You know that there was even where Jesus himself, unafelelwa ke matla.
Mm.
So that also happens. But the word continuously redirect me
mm.
because it says pray without ceasing.
Mm.
In the book of Colossians, it says devote yourself to prayer.
Amen.
So your daily life is prayer. So all of those scriptures that even pick you up, you know, people in the morning, they will say my pick me up song.
Mm.
So you must also have pick me up verses.
Mm.
My pick me up verse is pray without ceasing
yeah.
in the book of Thessalonians.
Yeah.
And my other pick up verse, which I want to leave you with, is Romans 12, verse 12. Be joyful in hope,
mm.
patient in affliction,
mm.
faithful in prayer.
Sure.
So even during affliction, the times that we feel tired,
mm.
we must pray without ceasing.
And I'm also thinking, Sis Nomvula, of times where, you know, I remember at some point my grandmother was sick and I prayed for her healing. And she died, you know. There were times when my husband lost a job and I prayed and God grant him another job. And it took time, you know, months later when we have suffered.
But in the process, you bonded.
You know, it's true.
You bonded. You got to know him.
But
the foundation became stronger.
True. But I'm saying in instances where you're praying for someone's mm. healing and they die and you sort of get demoralized to pray more. You're like, but God, I went for that job interview and I prayed. And even during the interview, I felt like the job is mine, but I did not get it.
Here's the thing. I gave you an example in the beginning when I said I cried. I was grumpy with my grandmother because I wanted this grand place, you know, with rooms, with ceilings, with bathrooms,
yeah.
which I didn't know, which I was not exposed to at that time. Then she said I was limiting God.
Mm.
I was a bit grumpy for a long time.
Sure.
But what I got to understand and what I can say
to
the listeners is that pray and leave it to God.
Sure.
Leave it in the hands of God.
Mm.
The book of Jeremiah 1 verse 12 says, you have seen, you have heard well, for I am ready to perform my word.
Mm.
Pray, leave it to God so that God can be ready to perform his word.
Mm.
A testimony that I can give you now is where I was working for 9 years, got there through divine intervention, became a CEO with no qualification in the construction industry.
Okay.
For 9 years, but it became tough. I became tired.
Mm.
And I prayed, Lord. I said, Lord, I am grateful for the work that you've given me.
Mm.
I have done all of these things that people are giving me so many accolades.
Mm.
But it is starting to change who I am.
Mm.
It's starting to change my character.
Yeah.
Character. It calls more for your sinful nature. And so when I said, God, I am tired.
Mm.
And I said, I need to go and work on my own now. I started to secure offices in January and I didn't know what business I was going to do or exactly what I was going to do.
Yeah.
But my company name is Advancement Solution, which was based on the verse on Isaiah that soar to a higher dimension. Mm. I'm telling you, the most unusual thing happened, and it can only be God, because in my prayer, I kept on saying, but I don't want to leave the construction industry. I have done so much. I don't want to go to another industry and all of that. Comes a job, I wouldn't say from nowhere, from God.
Hmm.
They said they are looking for a part-time CEO.
Sure.
As I'm speaking to you, I'm a part-time CEO through my company. So when you Google me, you are going to see CEO of the Association of Construction Project Manager. I'm a consulting CEO.
Hmm.
That is why I'm able to write prayer journals and do all of these
other
things.
You have all the time to do other things.
I have all the time.
Mm.
So I trusted God.
Sure.
And I said, I don't want to leave this industry.
Mm.
And God just did it over and over again, because I said, God, you said you are ready to perform your word. Do you know what happened in the process? In the process as well, just to consolidate, as my grandmother usually says, I'm consolidating your prayer.
Yeah.
Just to consolidate my experience in the construction industry, I was appointed as an adjunct professor in the built environment by the university, recognizing the work that I have done.
Sure.
So God just performed his word.
Mm.
And because I became obedient and I had to take a serious salary cut, I wouldn't have been having this prayer channel.
I get
where God was taking me. God was taking me to now understand the wrongs that I have done.
Mm.
Because then I went through the process of lead like Jesus,
management. Yeah.
That became a journey of healing.
Mm.
Because as leaders, we can burnt, bruised, and wounded.
Mm.
We can end up becoming bitter as well. God took me through a process of healing through the Lead Like Jesus program, which is a program that I run. You'll also see on the website.
Mm.
But in the process, I joined Bible school. I'm doing this book. The second one is left with 2 chapters, and God has already placed the third one.
Sure.
So now what I am doing, I am now seeking his kingdom first.
Mm. And all these things are just added.
And all of these things, they are just added, even at the work. I don't go out looking for clients. I still don't even have a website, because God just keeps on adding.
Amen.
And what do I do with that? I still serve him with this very prayer journal.
Mm.
From this, there are two places that I support, including the Bible school, where the idea was birthed and nourished at my church.
Mm.
And I am pledging an amount for people to have scholarships or bursaries to be able to do the Bible study.
Mm.
So I said, God, give me the wisdom. So I am serving, because this is not about me making money. This is about serving.
Amen.
This is about evangelizing.
Mm.
And we must do it differently. And also, if you are under leadership that understands the gifts that God gives us, they will support and nourish you.
Mm.
They wouldn't want to clip and limit you.
Yeah.
They pray with me when I do this. They would comment on the post, and every time they will say, Nomvula, what is the update? I had a 1-hour session with Pastor Amanda this morning where we were just speaking about this issue. They saw the gift. The apostle prophesies on it, and now they are nourishing it and supporting it. They are not saying, why do you seem to be doing your things or whatever? No, that is not what is happening.
Sure.
So what I can say, when you feel tired, when you feel discouraged, God says, I am ready to perform my word in your life.
Amen.
And the way he's going to perform it in your life, Mpo, is not the way that he's going to perform it in my life.
True.
Let us stop dictating to God.
And also stop looking at other people
and
expecting the same results in our own lives.
My grandmother used to end a line, and for sometimes it will make me angry when you pray. Like, you know, when she is agreeing with you, Amen, yes, Lord. And then I said, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I ask for one truth. Then she adds, if it is in accordance with your will,
amen. Sure.
It must be granted. And I couldn't understand this rehash and rehash and rehash. Mm. But now I have understood it. Even in the Lord's Prayer, we are saying that it must be in accordance with his will.
Yeah.
Yet when things don't happen that way, we want to throw out our toys.
Sure.
What is the bigger picture? What is the process?
Mm.
All I can tell you, don't limit God.
Yeah.
If you could compare the list that you have of what you want for your life and the list that God has,
hey,
I am telling you, you will just tear off those pages and put them aside. Don't even have a list.
Yeah.
Give it unto the Lord in prayer.
Wow. Amen. Mm. So, Sis Nomvula, if the Radio Pulpit listeners would like to keep in touch with you, get hold of the prayer journal, you know, some invite you to their ministries or, you know, prayer groups, how do they keep in touch with you? Do you have a WhatsApp number that they can WhatsApp you on, website, social media pages? How do we get hold of you?
On the social media pages, it is Timeless Wisdom, one word.
Okay, Timeless,
Timeless Wisdom on
that
Facebook.
That is on Facebook.
And on Instagram is also Timeless Wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
It will be Timeless Wisdom ZA. And then the website is www. www.timelesswisdom.
All right.
.co.za, okay. www.timelesswisdom.co.za.
All right.
There you can purchase the book online. Mm. We courier it to you. Mm. And the details are there. There is a shop where you can purchase the book. And if you want to send an email,
okay,
the email is let's chat
mm-hmm,
one word,
mm-hmm,
at timelesswisdom.
Okay,
timelesswisdom.co.za.
Okay.
And then if you want to send a WhatsApp,
right,
although I can tell you it does not come directly to me, it goes to my cousin whom I am grooming, my little nephew.
But your cousin will be able to give them details, right?
They give details.
Yeah.
He's the one who can answer emails,
yeah,
and all of that.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm just quickly looking for the number. We don't,
okay,
know it offhand. That is
all
why,
right,
we have cell phones. Huh?
Okay, so family, you can follow Sis Nomvula Rakolote on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Timeless Wisdom. Also visit www.timelesswisdom.co.za or email letschat@timelesswisdom.co.za.
And the number is 061-581-581-63-63-10.
Mm. Okay, so if you need to inquire about the prayer journal prices, 061-581-6310. And she did mention that the messages do not come straight to her. So 061-581-6310. Otherwise, email letschat@timelesswisdom.co.za or visit www.timelesswisdom.co.za. Mm-hmm. Right now, Sis Nomvula, I'm going to ask you to lead us in prayer. Prayer is important. Just bless the listeners this afternoon, whatever that the Lord lays in your heart to pray for.
Okay, thank you very much.
Mm. You're welcome.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you for this moment. We just want to thank you for your wisdom. Father, as we are sitting here, you know this moment. Father, I pray right now for each and every listener that you will meet them in their area of need, Father, that you will reveal yourself to them, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will show your face, Father, to those that seek you. Father, in the name of Jesus, right now where there is hurt, we pray for healing. Where there has been death, Father, where there has been discouragement, Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for your comfort. Where there is sickness, Father, right now, we trust you for healing, because in your word, you say that we will be healed, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, right now, I just pray that we will continually seek your face, that we will run and not be weary. Mm. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, that where there is hopelessness, that we will hold on to your promises, Father, because your promises are yes and amen. Mm. Father, right now we even pray, mm, within our own individual circumstances.
Yes, Father.
That you know, Father, because you know our hearts. Father, we pray that when we become discouraged, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will direct us, that you will call us back unto you. Father, in your loving care, in your protection. And right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, all I can say is that you know us. We are your children. You know our hearts. You know what you have in store for us. Where we are uncertain, where we have not understood the Holy Spirit, where we have not heard the Holy Spirit, Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that you will open up our ears. You will open up our ears so that we can have the spiritual understanding. In the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you for this moment. Bobo shia tarasondoro, hebebe shia tarasondoro. Tikoba wana babantwana bako ditelo kukuba. Uba fikelele, uba fikelele. Kwindawo nendawo ungene Thixo bawo kuyo yonke le mizi apho kukhona inhlungu, apho kukho khona ukuthi abantu bakhathele ukuba bengayazi ukuba babajonge phi. Because Father, in your word you say we must lift up our eyes where our help comes from, because our help comes from you, Father. In the name of Jesus We just want to thank you for this moment. Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Her name is Sis Nomvula Rakolote, Timeless Wisdom on social media. Visit www.timelesswisdom.co.za. Email letschat@timelesswisdom.co.za and WhatsApp 061-581-6310.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Dudoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
You are with Radio Pulpit AM 657, your daily companion. My name is Ephraim. Would you like to know how you can reach more audience through various advertising platforms? Contact me on ephraim@radiopulpit.co.za for more information on our tailor-made budget-fitting options. Wishing you a successful and blessed year further.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.